Hare Krishna. So Brijbhanu Maharaj, being a king, he was very rich. He was much richer than Nanda Maharaj also. And it is said, out of friendship, Nanda Maharaj was given some of the kingdom by Brijbhanu Maharaj. And he became king. Of course, it was not like obligatory thing, but out of love, they did that. So as a king, Brijbhanu Maharaj has much more wealth. And that was also very obvious when Radharani was born. The way he celebrated her birthday was much more opulent than the way Nanda Maharaj celebrated. Nanda Maharaj also celebrated with great opulence. Nanda Maharaj actually created 7 big mountains of grains and topped them with jewels first and then distributed them. And he donated so many cows and so many things, lakhs and lakhs of them. When Radharani was born, Brijbhanu Maharaj had many treasuries, pearl treasury, diamond treasury, emerald treasury, ruby treasury, like that. There were separate, huge, unlimited treasuries. So when she was born, he opened one and he distributed all the pearls. So everybody was just gathering the pearls and going away. And then on the way, they heard that he has opened diamond treasury now. So they dropped the pearls there and they went back. And then he distributed diamonds to them. They gathered diamonds and they were going away. And on the way, they heard that he has opened emerald treasury now. So he dropped the diamonds there and they went. Like that, they came several times back. And in the result, unknowingly, they didn't plan that way. But the result was that whole of Braj Bhumi was filled with jewels on the ground everywhere. Just by default, they just running. So much wealth he had, Brijbhanu Maharaj, because of Radharani's being his daughter. Radharani Shriji, na? Shri is all opulence. So because she was born at his house. It is said that all the poor people who were hand to mouth, their houses became filled with grains. Their own godowns became filled automatically. And suddenly, instead of dry roti of yesterday, they were eating halwa and puri. Iska bhajan hai aise. Kya? Garib log dhani ram ho gaye. That is a description for that. So, because Sriji is at his house, so his riches are unlimited. And that's why he has got many ponds of his own personal ponds. So this pond is called Jal Mahal also, because this is Jal Mahal actually. You see the opulence, now there's only pigeons and all dirt is there, but it's so huge and so opulent. The idea is that you sit in summer here and the breeze comes from different directions. It's always breezy and movement of air is always there. So king will come,
Just having forest all around.
Private, na? Yes. This is supposed to be a private kund, not that public everybody is coming. So, in the summer he will come with his wives and family and sit here and have nice time together. That's why the mahal is also entering the pond. We are on the pond now, but the construction on the pond. Even in Jaipur, they have that kind of arrangement, Jal Mahal. In the middle, it is at the corner. In Jaipur, there is a huge pond which is maybe 5 times bigger than this. In the middle, there is a big palace. You have to go by boat. And the king will sit on the terrace and with his queens and have a good time. So this is one of the kundas of Brijbhanu Maharaj. See, by whatever standards, na, maybe it is reconstructed, renovated, whatever you say, but by all standards, it is huge.
Grand.
Whatever you logically also you think somebody must have expanded it, but it has to be something big to become also a renovated place, na? You cannot make a small pond into this kind of pond. You can make little bit extension here.
Aye
na, Mansikanga hai na. Mansikanga is like an ocean.
Okay.
Huge. It's the biggest pond in the whole bridge.
It
is
a construction.
Everything is there. We can't even reach all the borders. You have to go from different roads to approach different borders.
So,
take Govardhan Chamade. when Krishna one day with his father and all the gopas, they were listening to glories of Ganga in a pravachan by one sadhu. And the story was told in the pravachan, when all of them were listening, Nanda Maharaj also, that one time Garuda caught up his prey, that is snake, and he was holding in his two claws and he was flying. But while flying, he somehow flew over Mother Ganges. And then the tail of the snake touched the Ganga water. And as soon as the tail of the snake touched Ganga water, he became Chaturbhuj Vishnu Duta. He got Sarupya Mukti. He got liberated in the same form as the Lord. Suddenly, what is being held as a rope, it became different. So, if you look down, my snake has become Vishnu Duta, a Vaikuntha man. So, then he put him on a shoulder and he dropped him in Vaikuntha. So, this story is being heard by Nanda Maharaj. He stood there only from the sitting position. He said, I want to go right now to Ganga to take bath. So, Krishna didn't like the whole mood. Then, why my father want to go to Ganga? Everything is there in Braj. Why should you leave, go out of Braj and think of taking bath in some river outside? But still, father was quite inspired. He was already standing and getting ready. From there only he wanted to go with all his friends. And their friends are like followers. They are like, what Nanda Baba says, we are ready. So Krishna said as a small baby that, no, you come with me. You come with me, please. So for Krishna, they will do anything. So Krishna takes them to the middle of Govardhan. And suddenly from his heart, Mother Ganga Devi appears. The people are watching, like I am watching. Ganga Devi is coming from this heart and she is going out and sitting in the front, the crocodile with all four arms and all the items holding in the hand with divine appearance. Everybody is like, wow. And then plus she is saying, how can I serve you, my Lord? Lord is my son. Where is the Lord here? She is offering prayers to him. And then he says, please fill up your waters over here. So in front of everybody's eyes, Ganga Devi filled in the middle of Govardhan the whole land with ocean-like water. Everybody is watching everything. There is no question, is this Ganga only? What is the proof? There is no, it's an undoubted situation. It's like, you know, in front of you. So everybody is watching that full creation of that pond. Ganga Devi washed, put her waters, offered her prayers, offered her glorifications, and she departed. And then Krishna looked back. So, father, take bath. Now you understand that you don't need to go out of Braj. Please take bath. So, everybody took bath there. Such a big pond it is. Huge. And then when it was created, Krishna used it for boat pastimes, boating pastimes. Unlimited boating pastimes he performed. He, the first pastime when he performed, he did boating for the period of one night of Brahma, which he included in one night of Earth. So when that night ended, the calendar changed by one tithi of this world, but actually there were 432 crore nights involved in that night, which is like 12 hours of night time of Brahma. 432 crores of years, not days. That much period Krishna included in one night of Brahma. So the story goes like this, that the gopis came with their pots and they wanted to go to Mathura, but they had come from Barsana side, so they had to cross the Mansi Ganga. Mansi Ganga is from mind of Krishna. So there was no boatman. Nobody was there that day. So somehow they searched and searched and searched, and they found one old dilapidated boat with an old boatman. He was like kind of tired and maybe sick. So they approached him and they said, please, no, I am not well, I am old, my boat is old. No, we have to go, there is nothing, it's getting dark also. So he agrees. So what would you give in barter system? Said, one pot of butter you have to share with me. So fine, agreed. They sat down. After some roading, for example, you started from here and you go there. He says, I am tired and hungry. Please give me my tax, whatever my charges. So they give him. So he eats. After eating, so I'm feeling more tired now. After I need some rest. So what to do? Abhi, you are, suppose if you are hiring a vehicle and you are on the way to Delhi to catch your flight, and the driver says, I have to go to the toilet. What you can do? You are helpless. You can't change the vehicle. You are like stuck. You have to surrender to his wills, wishes. So okay, so he is sleeping. You can imagine? In the middle of the big pond, girls are waiting anxiously, and he's like, and then he says, while I'm sleeping, you can also massage my hands and feet. They say, we'll beat you with a stick now. Get up, we'll go. So he wakes up and starts going. After some time, he rows the boat again in the middle of the big ocean like pond. He says, boat is sinking. You see how much deep it has gone. So what to do now? You tell the solution. He said, so many ornaments you are wearing. All the girls are filled with ornaments. They are causing weight. So you remove all the ornaments and throw it in the water. Now they are wondering, mothers and fathers have decorated us. What we will tell them? We just threw them in the river, in the pond. But he said, if you want to survive, then you will do it. So they remove all the ornaments, every single thing, and drop in the Vansiganga. Again starts rowing. Again he stops and he says, still it is heavy. Now what to do? Everything is in the water. He says, now you remove your clothes. Yeah. Then they start, they want to beat him, no? Like he's so arrogant and so nasty. So he just keeps quiet. Again he starts going. And then after some time, immediately it becomes cloudy. Some thunders, some sounds, some rain, and big rain. And it's dark. It's big and dark. So it starts pouring like anything. And they are so scared. And Radharani is so scared. She just goes and embraces the boatman out of fear. And she sees the peacock feather inside the peta. So they remove his peta. They remove his disguise, you know, disguise. And it's revealed that he is Krishna himself. He is acting, troubling them. So he said, why you did all these things to us? He said, I wanted to have boat pastimes with you today. So then they start rowing. And all the gopis sing songs and feed him and dance in the boat all the night long with the full moon. Full night they row the boat. Nauka Vihar. So like that, this is Vrishabhanukund.
Kishori Kund
is Gabar Kund.
That is bathing place of Brahma?
Yeah. That is Nabhi of Brahma. Brahma's heads are four. So his Nabhi is Gabar Kund. And Radharani takes bath there every day with her chosen 64 friends. And when she takes bath, it's like a private place, very beautiful, scenic place. And in fact, she only has made that pond. The whole Gavar Ban is made by her only. So this pond is also made by her only. And when she is taking bath with her chosen 64 girlfriends, from Morkuti, the coward boys throw laddus to disturb them.
Morkuti is the one on
the white structure where peacocks danced. From there, they gather over there and they throw laddus to disturb them, their private affair. So here, also Radharani comes to take bath whenever she wishes. She's a princess, na? She also has choice to go to whichever pond today she wants. So she comes and takes bath here. So one time she was taking bath over here. All friends, girlfriends, nicely bathing and everything. Krishna comes from the corner and he's watching them. And then from there he inquires with Lalita, "Hey, who is this girl?" As if he doesn't know. Huh? He's inquiring, who is this girl? Whose daughter she is? So she starts abusing him like anything, harshly. Why you want to know? From where you have come? Any of you have any culture? Your father has taught this culture to you? You come in the middle of the girls and ask their identities? Get out from here. Don't come near here. He's like humbly inquiring, and she just really responded in such a harsh way. So then Radharani feels very bad, you know. Ki what wrong he has done? You couldn't tell, na, ki she's daughter of Prishabhanu Maharaj. What's wrong in that? What is so agitating in this? Are you answered so harshly? You can tell, or you can tell, don't ask. But there's no need to be so harsh in such a painful words. So Krishna is morose standing there. So Radharani also get upset. Okay, why you have to do something like this? Because she's just so simple hearted. So she just leaves the sangha of the girls and she goes separate and start taking bath. Now there are two groups. One group and she's upset and she's in another group, other single place. So then Krishna dives from there. And not seen anywhere anymore. He's underwater. So then he dives and he swims underwater and comes to the lotus feet of Radharani. Touches her foot, puts his head on the feet, and then zoom comes in front of her, like this face to face. And she's like startled. Wow. How? And again, because she's startled, he immediately disappears and comes there. This first time is there of this place. Very nice good. First time. Here. Vrishabhanu Kund. So in that pastime of Mansi Ganga, there is a message of surrender. That Krishna is asking you to remove your ornaments, give the butter, give this, give that. So they are like giving up everything. And our whole heart and soul and property, everything is yours. That's the significance. He is asking to remove clothes, ornaments. Generally, ladies are very attached to the ornaments, right? But gopis are not attached to the ornaments. Only attached to Krishna. So, these places are very beautiful places, very esoteric places where very sweet and deep and confidential pastimes have taken place. It is not such like. There is something called as Aishwarya Leela and something called as Madhurya Leela. Aishwarya Leela is with opulence, like Krishna breaking the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu, tearing apart, like that. Or Krishna single-handedly defeating 24 Akshavani Sena of Jarasandha 17 times one after another, very easily, without any effort. It's like playfully. We call in Marathi Leelaya. Leelaya means like the pastime he has killed. So opulence, also certain extent lifting Govardhan is also an Aishwarya. So much power in the little finger of the left hand. But there is no display of any opulence here. In fact, his opulence is smashed by harsh words of gopis. If they knew that he is a supreme lord, how could they say, get out from here? So he has given up all the opulence to taste the nectar of Madhurya. He doesn't mind being chastised as an ordinary person and being chastised by ordinary girls who are simple coward girls. But he has given up the opulence of Vaikuntha to come here and get chastised. He says when people recite Vedic hymns, Vedas are filled with prayers, filled with, you can say, very literary opulent prayers in the form of very esoteric Sanskrit text. And they are meant for pleasing the Lord and worshipping Him. So he says, I don't get so much pleasure when my pandits, Vidwan pandits, offer me eloquent prayers of Vedas. But I get millions of times more pleasure when the gopis give gali to me. Those harsh words are much more sweeter than the Vedic hymns. And for relishing those harsh words, I give up all my opulence of Vaikunth and I come here. I own everything. Everything is belonging to me. But I come here to steal the butter of gopis and being called as thief and get chastised for that. Complaining against me is going on. But I relish that more than honoring and enjoying everything which I own myself. In childhood also, you may be son of a very well-to-do father. And in Diwali, maybe so many nice sweets are made in your house also and nice items. Still, when you go to neighbor's house and steal their laddu, you have more thrilling experience. Something like that, Krishna wants to also enjoy, relish with his dearmost devotees. And that is why they are all very private affairs. The king cannot just, you know, do some childish affairs in public. But in closed doors with family he can do. Churchill was also, his grandson was riding him one time. You know the story? He had given time to all ministers at his Diwan Khana of his house for meeting at 11 o'clock. And then the door, you know, England is like fixed time. Now everything is like picked. So everybody came in time, before time, and he's not opening door only. So almost 10 minutes went. 10 minutes means like huge. In Indian jeans, it is written only 20 minutes late. But for American and British jeans, 5 minutes is like too much. So 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, 45 minutes passed, 1 hour passed. Still Churchill is not opening the door. So someone dared to just open the door, pushed a little bit. And they saw Churchill is suited, booted. He is on his knees and hands on the ground as a horse. And his grandson is riding him. And he is just riding him. He is going on riding him. He is not leaving him. And all the big ministers are standing outside. So like this is, he can't do it in public, but he is still doing it because he loves to become ghoda for his grandson. Like that, Sri Krishna also has a desire to become as simple as he can and just enjoy simple things, which are not necessarily has to be a prince for that or has to be a king for that. He just wants to be an ordinary most person and enjoy all those things which ordinary people enjoy. That's why he goes and steals the butter and all those things. So suppose you and me know that Sri Krishna is asking, who is this girl? So you will all run to tell him, you know, she is Radharani, she is Vishwanu Maharaj's daughter, and any more information you want, I will give you. Like, we are so eager to fulfill the question that he has got. And here the ladies are simply chastising him, asking him to go get away from here. And he is also happy, enjoying that. That is the beauty of the Lord. So, in this world, people can't be two. Like, you can't have the king in the king's activities and also as an ordinary person with you. Either is this or that. That viradabhas, that contradiction, is there very much coexistent in Lord's personality. The same personality, you can play ball with, hit a dandu, jump in water, and the same personality is controlling the whole universe also. That capacity is not with everybody. To be simplest possible at required time and to be opulent possible at required time. As a kingly discussing affairs with other countries, chief people, and then coming and playing ball with his friends, small friends, and stealing butter and eating from his mouth and my mouth like that. These things are very ordinary activities. But these two most contradictory activities are very well reconciled in the personality of the Lord. That is why he is great. Otherwise, either you get stuck with your opulence or you get stuck with your simplicity. You can't have both. You can't switch over so expertly in both. The Lord is doing that activity. So this place that tells that, you know, he's such a big person, doesn't mind getting chastised by simple girls just because they love him. Like that. Hare Krishna. Do you have any question? You can see. How beautiful is the pond actually. Even without so much maintenance also, it looks so opulent actually. Yeah. If it was maintained like British people maintain their rivers, it would be so opulent. Each place would fetch crores of rupees as a tourist place. That much potential is there. But when you have too much, it would have value for anything. If you have too many jackets like this, you may not have any value for anything. But if only one, then my God, you will clean it and you will preserve it, you will put it in the cupboard and use it for years after years after years. So they have one Thames River. And if you go to London, you can see the bottom of the river any time of the year, all throughout the many years. Many years you go, the bottom can be seen. All the bottoms, clean bottom, no plastic, no coins in the bottom. And they have maintained it all throughout the passage. No boating, no rowing, no throwing, nothing. Only watching. That's all. We have Ganga. Ganga is like great, great grand mother of Thames. In size, in opulence, everything. What is Thames in front of Ganga? Regularly, this is opulence, na. The kings would do all maintenance so beautifully. This steps, yeah, they were made of jewels.
Mm-hmm.
They are not brick and stone steps. They were all emeralds and rubies shining effulgently. All the things. This reminds me of one story, that how each and every pond, each and every river ghat was made of all these rupees and diamonds and precious jewels. So it was the real glory of Vrindavan when Krishna manifested Vrindavan on earth. Now this is unmanifested. It is still there. If you have Divya Drishti, we can still appreciate it. But because of our conditioned nature, we don't appreciate this. So Akbar came to meet Swami Haridas. Swami Haridas is the one who revealed Banke Bihari. You know Banke Bihari?
Banke
in Vrindavan. So the famous Banke Bihari ji manifested in front of Swami Haridas in Nidhivan. So it was something like 450 years old before today. So Swami Haridas' disciple Tansen was one of the Navaratnas in Akbar's ministry, Navaratna ministry. And he was such a singer, that disciple of Swami Haridas, who himself was a great singer, very well known great singer. So he would sing Meghmalar and rain would fall in the middle of summer season. That kind of opulence he had. So he used to always glorify his guru in the kingdom sometimes. So Akbar was very eager to see his guru. Who is his guru? You know, who has taught such kind of things with such person and such a great personality? How great his guru must be. So he came one day to Vrindavan to see his guru. And then when they went to Nidhivan, his hurt was such that unless you fall flat on the ground and crawl, you cannot enter the hut. There's nothing like you go on your knees and hands. No, you have to only crawl like a snake. Still, the Tansen said, ki, no, Maharaj, you cannot crawl like me. I will go. Ask Maharaj to come out, take darshan to you. So he crawled and he told, my king has come. So why he has come? I don't want to see any king here. I'm not interested in seeing any person who has money, wealth, women, and sense gratification. So he comes out and tells, ki, Guruji is saying, I don't want to see you. You can imagine, the king has come, Chakravarti Samrat has come. And everybody wants to see you, and this man who is like absolutely pauper, fakir, says, I don't want to see you. So he becomes more eager to see him. He says, sir, you have to crawl in. He crawls in, takes darshan. So king, the Sadhuji is very impressed that king is so humble, he wants to crawl also to see me. Then he says, Sadhu Maharaj, thank you very much, I am so grateful to you. Tansen is a disciple, he is such a great person, I am so impressed by you. Give me some service. I want to do some service, seva to you. I have some wealth I can offer you. He said, I don't want your wealth. What do you do with your wealth? No, no, some seva I want to do to you and to Dham. So they all crawl out. And then Sadhuji, Haridasji, Swami Maharaj takes him to Yamuna at Keshighat. You have seen Keshighat? Huge, very beautiful Keshighat where Lord Krishna killed Keshi. So if I suppose show you, one corner of the step is broken.
Right.
And I tell you, Nikhilji, please repair that. So you said, what is this? You know, such a chintu service you are giving me. Even as Dr. Nikhil also, you can repair the full one set of steps there. But you are telling me to repair one corner there and give something befitting to my position. He said, okay. So then he puts his hand. Puts his hand on his head, and by that mercy he is able to see the real Vrindavan, the real Vrindavan, full glorious Vrindavan of Krishna's time. So then suddenly everything is dazzling and shining, and you know, so much you can't even see, so much light is coming from each and every step. And then he sees in that whole opulence that broken end of the step. And then he falls at his feet. He said, with all my wealth of being Chakravarti Samrat, I cannot repair that one corner. And then vision goes away from him. So the king thought, what is that? He said, I can make so many ghats like this. What to speak of repairing one corner? You tell me, I'll extend the ghats to certain many kilometers away from here. He said, you first repair this. Then I will see what you can do. So the king was very humbled actually. very humble. This story is there actually in history. So what we see today is like unmanaged, unmaintained, dirty, whatever, fungus or moth, everything there. But in true vision, when we will get purified the heart, free of all lusty and all the worldly natures inside, then this will be revealed to us as its originality. And we'll see how these things are. So at least today, when we don't see these things, we need to educate ourselves with knowledge and train our mind to at least appreciate ki it is like that actually. I can't see, but it is like that. When I will see my Lord, the real glory of this place, when I'll get purified to see the originality of this place. With this kind of mood, we need to see and appreciate the holy places. Then one fine day, Krishna will be kind upon us to reveal the glory. Like Haridas ji was kind upon Akbar to reveal him. Saintly people, they see, we see and they see, but they see with that vision. And we see with our vision. And then we say, oh, what is this? Indian ponds are not maintained well. What is this? Indian government, so dirty, I can't do even touch the water. These are divine waters where Radharani has taken bath, Krishna has jumped in, Vishwanu Maharaj has taken bath, Kirti Mataji has taken bath, Sakhis have taken bath. This is Charanamrita of Krishna. Most powerful water. But everything appears to be ordinary when there is no spiritual vision. The spiritual vision, everything is so grandeur, full of grandeur. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even this also, tomorrow when you come with your grandson, it may not be there. Maybe only land there, children are playing goti there, we'll see. There are many ponds I have seen in Kamyavan, where at the bottom of the pond, children are playing cricket and goti and ball. There's no water is there, everything is dried up, everything, all steps are broken into pieces. And so what we see today, we have to be very grateful that today I am able to see, tomorrow I may not be able to see. In my life only, things will disappear from my eyes. So when we come here, we have to grasp all the vision that we saw on our retina, try to preserve it in great love and devotion, so that even those things disappear, then we can relish those memories in the heart which we were bestowed upon by the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.